The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A former Cowboys great has been arrested in Wisconsin.
And that would be Tony Romo. He was arrested overnight in Milwaukee on suspicion of drunk driving. Romo was stopped Thursday night while traveling southbound on I-43 and performed poorly on standard field sobriety tests, according to the sheriff's office, so he was arrested. He later bonded out of jail and has a court date set in late September. Romo was in town for a golf tournament and grew up in Burlington nearby. No word from CBS on his arrest. Romo and Jim Nance are the network's lead NFL broadcast team. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Getting diagnosed with West Nile virus is bad enough, but one Tarrant County man's getting treated for the more serious form of it. It's Tarrant County's first reported case in people this season. It'll last through mid-November, and it's actually happening a little later than last year. Last year, Tarrant County saw its first people case in the end of June. People who come down with West Nile fever usually recover, and they don't need to have any medical treatments.
Governor Greg Abbott's call for tougher regulations over data centers to shield Texans from rising costs has been answered by the Public Utility Commission and ERCOT, as we hear from KRLD's Chris Fox in Austin.
Back in June, Governor Abbott didn't mince words in telling the Public Utility Commission and ERCOT what he wanted.
We got to protect the grid by requiring data centers to bring their own power, reuse their own water, and lower the cost of electricity.
And now they've followed through, requiring data centers to pay for transmission infrastructure and contribute towards reducing residential electric bills. It also includes directives for the state legislature. The changes are being accepted by the industry, according to Dan DiOrio. He's with the Data Center Coalition.
Member companies are already implementing many of the practices that the governor outlined.
Abbott with a statement saying these actions keep our electric bills affordable and protect the water our communities need. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And since we are getting filled with these data centers, at last count, 338 operating in the state with another couple hundred on the drawing boards. If you ask most Texans, the state should probably put the brakes on them or keep them out of their neighborhoods. New poll from the Texas Politics Project at UT finds only 29% of Texans support the notion of data centers. Twice as many do not support it.
The Justice Department today announced a number of indictments in the deaths of migrants who died from extreme heat after being closed in a cargo train container in May. U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Texas, Justin Simmons, said an investigation found smugglers left one migrant for dead in San Antonio before closing the other six in a container headed toward Laredo.
Each of these individuals paid anywhere from $1,500 to $10,000 to be brought across by this alien smuggling organization, only to die in the sweltering Texas heat.
There were a total of 11 indictments and the deaths of the total of seven migrants.
The United States keeps hitting Iranian assets in the Middle East, and Iran is also attacking. The United States conducting a 13th day. Iranian drones targeted assets in northern Iraq and Bahrain.
He told Axios yesterday that he is considering a massive attack, saying it could be bigger than ever before. He said he is close to making a decision, but it is all set, according to the administration. Now, this is something we have heard from the president before. He has threatened to go after Iran's civilian infrastructure. He has threatened to expand the strikes and the military operations, but hasn't gone through.
The Houthis in Yemen also targeting ships in a strait in the Red Sea.
A shakeup in the basketball world after days of speculation. NBA star LeBron James says he's signing with the Philadelphia 76ers, bringing the NBA's biggest offseason storyline to a close. And also, it lets the head of the NBA start the scheduling process they've been holding out because of this. ABC's Morgan Norwood has more.
LeBron James was signing a two-year, $8 million deal with the Philadelphia 76ers, according to our partners at ESPN. It also comes with a player option for the second season. James says that this decision wasn't necessarily about money or family. Also posting an X, I still want to compete to win and to have a chance at the feeling of winning another championship.
This now answers a huge question in the NBA of where LeBron would end up. Many had speculated Golden State, Cleveland, or Miami to be LeBron's final team.
And speaking of those, LeBron also reached out and in his own social media said, you know, basically, thank you, Miami, thank you, LA, and Cleveland is always going to be home, but he figured he would do best if he went to the Sixers.
My favorite thing about LeBron is his house in Akron. I got family up there. Mm-hmm. Anytime I see him, they're like, let's go sit. We have to show you the house. It's not that impressive.
Really?
Yeah. It's just like, okay, it's just this big house, but it's not like a huge mansion.
Hey, the success of North Texas Transit during the World Cup is going to shape plans for another major international event. We're talking about the Olympics.
I've reached out to our U.S. Department of Transportation and asked them, which they have agreed to hold a peer review this fall to comment on lessons learned from all the U.S. host cities to get into the hands of Los Angeles, who is going to do the Olympics. And if there's any lessons learned in our system that may benefit them, we'll give them to our colleagues that are doing the Olympics in Los Angeles.
That is Michael Morris, the transportation director. He says they're going to evaluate what worked, what can be improved as North Texas gets ready for its own future big-time events.
A source tells ABC News that Sean Diddy Combs has been in a fight at the Federal Correctional Institution at Fort Dix, where he's serving a 50-month sentence for transporting prostitutes. The other inmate involved in the altercation apparently made a remark to Diddy, which instigated the entire event, and Diddy was sent to solitary confinement, according to a source. It's unclear if that move will be temporary or whether he'll be kept there long-term. Combs' release is supposed to be in 2028.
All right. There's so many ways to go with that story there.
And no matter which way we go, we're going to sound like we're in the fifth grade, but I would not want to go to prison in Fort Dix.
Fort Dix. And Stephanie here just suggested, did he get raped in Fort Dix?
Let me ask you this, Stephanie. You're 28 years old. Would you, at the age of 28, want to live in a retirement community? Or
it's
everyone's
free.
In their 50s, 60s, 70s.
But no mortgage, maybe. It's not like I'm going to hang out in the front yard.
All right. Okay. That's a good point.
You're going to get along with your neighbors more likely, because they're
I'll
not
be
going
to
be loud.
Sleep. Yeah.
No crazy music.
It may not matter whether you want to be there or not, because the Homeowners Association at this particular retirement community in Florida, they don't want the 28-year-old girl there. She's too young.
It's a beautiful village of 155 homes with one catch. You have to be at least 55 years old. Now some residents want this woman out, saying she's just too young to live there.
I'm 100% being forced out.
Bethany Michelle's father, Paul, bought a home in Freedom at Arbor Mill in Jacksonville, Florida in 2019. She moved in to care for the ailing vet when he took a turn for the worse.
He was a really high-risk patient. He was terminally ill. He was on dialysis.
Her dad died in 2023, and in his will, he bequeathed her the house. Weeks later, she says the Homeowners Association sent her this document stating, each occupied home shall at all times be occupied by at least one person 55 years of age or older. Bethany is 28. The Homeowners Association held a special meeting to decide what to do. Then the vote was taken, and the board voted 5-0. Bethany has to go.
It's time for her to leave.
74-year-old Teresa Beaver lives on the same street as Bethany. Her daughter Jessica wonders why Bethany wants to live here.
I don't understand personally why a 28-year-old would want to live with people that are over 55. It just doesn't make sense to me.
I have a right and every right to stay in my home.
Well, as you said, Stephanie, it actually, if you own that home, you know, why not?
You think some of the other women in there are just jealous because here's this hot young thing or something running around? We don't know if she's hot, but she's definitely young.
All those Karens that you were hearing? Yeah. Well,
that's right. The older men kind of get, oh, man, because.
But she is
older.
Not leaving, though. And that means the board is now hiring an attorney to help force her out. That's going to cost every resident in this community $1,000. And that includes, ironically enough, Bethany herself.
So she's going to have to pay to fight herself.
Yes. Exactly.
That's ridiculous. Just let her stay. What's the problem?
Yeah.
She was given the home. Again, it wasn't as if the home was given to her. She'd never been there. She'd never been on the property. And now she just wants to.
Yeah, she was a caregiver.
That's right.
Exactly right. HOAs. Am I right?
Oh, okay. My gosh. Don't
I'm
even get me started there.
I'm on the board for my HOA.
I know.
Now,
we hate you guys.
We're going to get into piercings and tattoos now, because Stephanie's here to talk about that. John Little this morning mentioned to me his oldest daughter is 17 today. It's her birthday. And as part of her gift, she is going to get another piercing. She's going to get
two ear piercings.
But she's getting one in her nose. Going to get a little nose stud, and then maybe another one in her ear. She's got two in each or something. Anyway, and he's.
He signed off?
Happy birthday. He has signed off.
Well, he said to me that he didn't have a choice, that the mother said yes, then she saddled John with the bill to go get it done.
What do you think?
Well,
17?
When I was 16, my mom dared me to get my belly button pierced because she didn't think I would do it. I did it. Came home. I swear her and my father almost got a divorce over it.
Because your dad was like, that's ridiculous.
What the
hell? And your mother was like,
and my dad's
yeah.
like, you're going to be just showing your midriff? Like, what are we talking about?
And you did show it off, didn't you?
Yeah, I since now just have a hole and I don't wear anything right. in that. But
what about tattoos?
I don't have any tattoos.
Well, let me ask you this, and this is what is I know that people more along your generation, mm-hmm. once they turn 18, it's like a rite of passage now. They're saying, I got to get a tattoo. What's my first tattoo going to be? What's my whatever? Is
yeah.
that what? Do you sense that? Do you see that a lot in your friends?
I mean, I did it. My birthday is in February of 2020. COVID was kind of brewing, and we all just like rented a house, and I went and got two more ear piercings.
But no tats.
No tattoos. And I just, for a 17-year-old, it's on your face. Like in 5 years, you might not want that. No offense, John. I think an earring or something that you can maybe hide from potential employers is a little different.
Listen to this message we got from Ray in Burleson.
Okay. I just want to let you know that when I was 16, I got a fake ID that said I was 18, and I got my very first tattoo. I remember my mom waking me up the day after I got it done, and she flipped out. So, but just their kids are going to do it, man. So there was a whole section of my high school yearbook that had all the teenagers' tattoos in it. So, and hell, that was in 2003.
Okay.
There's a couple of things. Go ahead. You go first.
Oh, no. He, 2003.
I thought when I was listening to him, I said, this has got to be from the 80s at least or in the 70s. Nah, 2003.
Yeah, he's 2 years older than me.
Ray, I love you, brother. Thanks
like
for listening.
He sounds older than he is.
That's all. Love it, Ray.
And then the other thing. Where did you go to high school where the yearbook has an entire section where people can show off their tattoos?
All right, for all you tatted up, get up there and show us your ink.
Go to high school in Oakland?
Come on, mug shots here where just lift your ink, show it off.
All right, we got about 30 seconds, Stephanie. Big Brother.
I don't want to spoil it, so if you're watching, maybe just like turn it down or something. But we had our second eviction.
So,
I don't know what that means.
Is it the girl in Jacksonville?
No, so I don't want to give it away, but we're not too far in. So if you haven't watched yet, it's a good time to catch up over the weekend.
Now, why do you like Big Brother? Why is this such a...
So my friend actually won 1 year.
Uh-huh.
Actually, a Sun Devil, Hayden. He went to ASU. He played on the baseball team. He was selected 1 year and ended up winning. So I watched his season and then just kept watching ever since that. He lives up in Decatur now, but...
And this is the one with a 24/7 cam?
Yes.
So you can watch all the sexy stuff?
Yeah, I've never watched that, but apparently you have recently.
Well, I was showing it. Because you told me to look it up.
Yeah, I don't watch the 24/7 live feed, but...
Austin and I right now, we're into Lucky on Apple Plus. Check that out.
But I did try your Hawk thing. I couldn't even get through the first episode.
No, that's good. That's 31% on Rotten Tomatoes. That thing's terrible.
Bad.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.